Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Juan Carlos Abello of Nuvola. Juan, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you, Gresh. It's a pleasure to be here.
Definitely. Pleasure is all mine. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Juan so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Juan saw a need for a hospitality-focused solution such as Nuvola after working in the hotel industry for more than a decade. His firsthand experience sparked the notion that there has to be a better way, an easier way for staff to communicate with each other and with their guests. Juan began his career in the hotel industry shortly after moving back to the United States at the age of 17. He has worked in nearly every aspect of hotel operations, but always found himself focused on one thing, elevating the guest service experience. It's his passion for the guest experience that led him to managerial and director of operation roles with leading hotel brands such as Morgan's Hotel Group and DoubleTree. It's also what made him take an interesting career move into technology that later resulted in the development of Nuvola. Juan, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. Yes, Gresh. Let's go ahead.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had, which I know we touched on a little bit, was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Of course. Absolutely. So as you mentioned briefly, I came to the U.S. when I was 17, and the first job that I landed was in hotels. So I spent about 10 years working in hotels for the most part on the customer service side. So anything that was touching the guest or related to operations. I later worked briefly for 2 to 3 years in a technology company where I learned about software. That was very, very enticing to me. So I decided to combine my hospitality and my technology experience because I found that hotels are very particular in the sense that if you look at a hotel, it's one building. Imagine a hotel with 200 rooms. You might find 200 to 300 employees working in any given day. So I said, why not build a solution that can streamline communication? So initially, what we did was that just basically connect all departments to ensure that communication was more effective at the hotel.
Awesome. 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 Yeah, that's absolutely huge. And, you know, just in true entrepreneurial form, you know, you kind of see like a problem, and rather than just saying, oh, there's a problem, somebody needs to fix it, you decide to kind of create something yourself. That kind of sounds like what happened in your case.
It was. And a funny story really was that I was having lunch with a friend that I worked in hotels, and we were just remembering, you know, 5 years back, issues that we had when a guest complained and we had to log them in what we call in hotels a red book, which is basically writing physical notes, something that happened to one of your guests. And we were just impressed that the industry really hasn't evolved much.
Wow.
And through those jokes and through remembering conversations, that's basically how the big idea came about.
Wow. It's hard to believe in this day and age, they were writing something down in like a red book, like you said, when with all this technology out there. And now you've actually developed something to help kind of increase that communication and make it a lot more seamless.
Absolutely. And now, I mean, this was, of course, 7 to 8 years ago. Now, there is technology, of course, for communication. There's a lot of players in the market. Now, I guess the focus is more on guest engagement, right? So not only internal communication, but how do I use technology to speak to the guests even before they arrive to the hotel or after they check out from the hotel? So that's basically what's going on in combination, of course, with voice technology, which is something that's happening right now. And of course, you know, two-way texting with guests. So that's basically the 2019 focus for the industry.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Could you, I guess, drill down a little bit deeper? Because I know you're helping to, like you said, elevate the guest service experience. Could you touch on a little bit more on like how exactly you guys are doing that and how that helps, like you said, from the before they check in to even when they leave?
Yeah, so really the focus is very CRM, you know, customer relationship management. And, you know, the approach is very CRM focused in the sense that you want to anticipate guest needs, right? So if you have a guest that travels between hotels from the same brand, you know, you want to make sure that when they check in, we know about, you know, what type of tea they want and if they like an extra pillow in the room before they check in or if they usually request late checkout. So that's one of the things that we do. And it really helps to elevate the guest experience because, of course, once they check in, it's kind of like the whole staff knows about this guest. And that's basically what we call preferences in our system. And part of the thing that really has impacted positively, you know, this CRM focus, as we call it, which is knowing more about the guest, is the fact that there's more tools to communicate with it. So right now, texting, for example, is huge in hotels. You know, just text the guest even before he checks in and just ask him, what does he want? Mm-hmm. You know, what are you looking for? Do you want tours? Do you want reservations to restaurants? And that way, even before he checks in, he kind of has his whole itinerary planned, and all the staff is aware of his plans at you know, during his stay.
Right. And that definitely, you know, makes it obviously better to be able to, like you say, you know, have a really great experience, because you know all that information is not like, you know, in that red book that you talked about, that used to be the way of the hotel industry. So it's great to kind of hear and see that evolution in the part that you're playing in that. And you might have already touched on this, but I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you and or your organization.
So me as a CEO, I think something that, you know, here we joke about a lot in the office, but I think that one of the things that really helps me a lot is having mentors, having people that can also judge the way I do things and kind of, you know, focus on weaknesses that I need to work out, you know, in my own performance. But as a company, what really stands out is that in this company, in order to work in Nuvola, you have to have hospitality experience. So anybody that you talk to, from customer service to sales to support, they've all worked in hotels before. And we're the only player in the market that really can say this, at least today.
Awesome. And that's definitely huge, obviously, because, you know, that's the industry that you're focusing on and that you're working with. So to be able to have people that have experience, that have that perspective, that can see the value that you're providing and be able to speak to that at all levels of the organization is definitely huge. And of course, you know, being able to lean on the insight and experience of mentors and people that have been able to be successful is definitely a great way to ensure or increase the likelihood of being successful.
Correct. Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Yeah. I think what really helped me, you know, get to this point is that, although it might sound even funny, but I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning. And the reason why I do this is because it allows me to organize my day, to ensure that I can send messages out to every department and kind of have clear expectations for the day or for the week or whatever it might be, so that when I arrive to the office anywhere in between 8 or 9 a.m., then I'm just going to spend time with them and just listen and try to give guidance. So I wish I wouldn't have to wake up at 4 a.m, but right now I've been doing it now for close to 4 years, and it's been a tremendous help for me.
Yeah, I've definitely, you know, have heard that. I myself am not a 4 a.m. person, but I know that anytime I have woken up early, I have, you know, I always joke I'm more of a 2 a.m. type of person than a 4 a.m. type of person, but I can understand, because it probably gives you the opportunity to get ahead of the day before the day starts to take hold of you, and you have to worry about, you know, then different things that are going on. You're able to kind of start your day and set the standard for that day.
Yeah, I mean, if you're at a point where the business has picked up and usually your calendar is back to back, which, again, that's something that, again, I don't recommend, because then you're not spending time with your team. But sometimes it happens. There's demand from clients, you know, presentations, whatever it might be. You know, having that time to wake up early, and of course, you're on your own, so nobody's asking you questions. You would be impressed on how much you can get done in those initial 3 hours of the day. It'll make a tremendous difference in the productivity of the business.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think that's a phenomenal CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. If you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
There's a couple. The first one is that it took me a while, and I kind of see this something that I should have done different. It took me a while to understand how much you can go through partners. Whatever industry that you're in, you can collaborate with other companies. And if things are done well and strategized, then you can leverage from more visibility, do co-marketing. In my initial years, one, because I don't know if I didn't think about it or I didn't pay attention to it, or maybe the business was small, so maybe the other companies weren't interested in talking to us at the time. But once, as soon as you have the opportunity, growing not only through your sales force, but also through partners is tremendous. For us, it drives at least 30% of our growth today. So that's something that I would recommend today to entrepreneurs, because it doesn't really matter what industry you are today. There's solutions for everything. If I relate to technology, which is where I am right now, if you think about anything right now, you'll find 10, 20, 100 competitors. Mm-hmm. So how do you differentiate yourself? You know, through having good partners. It's a good way to take a step forward in your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes sense because rather than, you know, sometimes people will try to overextend themselves and be in different ways, a different, I guess, lane, so to speak, but to be able to find a partner that is really, really great at what it is that they're doing, you're able to kind of create and have that partnership, like you mentioned, in any industry, it could definitely, you know, increase your likelihood of success and increase your growth. And of course, kind of speed up your expansion as well.
Correct. And then there's the other part that my story is one that everything has been very organic. So there was really no capital raise at the beginning. So it was a lot of like sweat and just knocking on doors. So if you've been forced to take that route, because it's usually not an option, right? If you have capital, you would have said yes, you know, to accelerate growth, you're going to be turned down a lot. And it happened to me more so in the initial 2 years. So you just have to stay focused, you know, change the strategy if you have to, but never change the objective. Because the first, at least for me, or what I've seen, friends that are also entrepreneurs, the first 24 months, it's really the time where you need to make sure that you know where you're going. And if you have one, two, or three meetings that really want to turn you down, that you know how to stay focused and remain with your objective in line.
Absolutely. And that's definitely powerful. Change the strategy, but never change the objective. I love that. And a great reminder of just understanding that, you know, as a fellow bootstrapper, sometimes, you know, you have to roll up your sleeves and do that sweat equity and put that in and, you know, be okay with the no's. Understand that's part of the process. And a no just gets you closer to yes. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners on the show. But one, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, it's being a good listener. I think wisdom is really the reward you get from my lifetime of listening. So I always tell that to my team, and then asking good questions to them. That's usually how I provide guidance, just asking them good questions and make them think about where they want to take this company. Because honestly, the real drive of any business, at least from my experience, is really the team that you have. So they need to be happy, they need to be connected, they need to be heard. But more, it's not really the decisions that you make at the end. I think it's really all on the guidance that you provide, so that they make the right decisions and they represent your brand the way that you envision it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's definitely a great perspective. And I truly appreciate you, you know, for explaining that. And then too, like you said, wisdom is a result of listening.
Wisdom is the result of a lifetime of listening when you would have preferred to talk.
That's powerful. And yeah, that's definitely, you know, a great reminder, just because, you know, listening and being able to listen and be able to excel at that provides such great, you know, wisdom and insight. And I truly appreciate you. You provided a loads of great, you know, content and information. And what I want to do is pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know. And of course, how best they can, you know, hear more about everything that you're doing and get in touch with you.
No, Gresh, thank you. And if I had to say one more thing, just never forget about networking. Never forget about spending time with the community, reading as much as you can about the industry that you're in. And you know, just again, you know, participate as much as you can in events or communities or programs that are, you know, connected to the field that you're in. That's just huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to find out more about Nuvola,
You can visit www.mynuvola.com.
Awesome. 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 And we'll have that link in the show notes as well, just so that anybody can follow up. But Juan, again, I truly appreciate you and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Same to you, Gresh. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.